Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We are at full strength at the moment because we have TD, Teron Davenport, who is presented by Crane Works and Rental Works, your source for crane and equipment rental. Visit craneworks.com. Teron joins us every Monday at 11. So Teron was on hand, looking sharp, I might add, at the Titans' home preseason opener. Teron, good to talk to you as always.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm upbeat, Teron, I'm sure as you are, because of the Mets' comeback victory yesterday. A crazy game. I got to work them in there with Toronto, because this is, we got a special thing going on right now. We've got the Subway Series going tonight, Yankees-Mets at Yankee Stadium. So Teron's bragging rights on the sidelines the next couple of days at practice. There's a lot on the line here, Teron. There's a lot of Yankee fans lurking in our midst who cover the Titans.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Between Paul Kaharsky and Terry McCormick, it's always good to be able to rub it into those guys. You know, they are Yankee fans, and I'm a Mets fan, so we had a little rivalry going.
Yep, and so no worse than a split in the season series, because the Mets won the first two games, but the next two are at Yankee Stadium. We'll see if the rain holds off tonight. But, Teron, let me start with this. You asked a number of really good questions yesterday, I thought, to Mike Vrabel. I want to ask you for – he kind of gave you a hard time. He actually, I could tell, he thought it was a good question, and he sort of came back around to it. But
it was a good question.
You asked – well, I think Derek wants to ask maybe about the offensive side of the ball, but I want to ask you about the defensive backs and who's playing, who needs to play. And let's start with Caleb Farley, because he's a fascinating guy. I mean, you can see when he's moving around out there, the length, the acceleration, you see what made him a first-round pick. But as you pointed out, he hasn't played a lot, so he kind of needs to play. And right now, he is playing a lot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think we kind of forget that this is a guy that has only played, 26 games at cornerback, you know, and three in the NFL. So there's still a lot of patience that you have to have and a lot more development for him just as a player. And I think that's something to keep in mind. So it is good that he's continuing to play the way he has been. And, you know, even though he's playing like into, you know, the third quarter, he had the most snaps out of any corner. So I was curious about that. And I think really it is just a matter of getting him as many reps as possible.
We'll talk with Teron Davenport discussing the Tennessee Titans in their past game this weekend with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, one guy, staying on the defensive side of the ball, one guy that did, that has continued to show out, is Tyrae Tart. I mean, that big fella, he's playing. I mean, he's clogging up holes. He's getting in the backfield. You know, he's I guess having Jeffrey Simmons in that room with you does benefit a lot, because I see him using some of those moves that Jeffrey uses. And this big fella is getting in the backfield, and he's making a name for himself.
Yeah, he really is, and I'm glad that he's doing that. You know, a fellow Philly guy, you know, doing this thing, I definitely appreciate that. But just watching him, it's interesting the progress that he's made, because he's gone from a guy who was on the ground a lot, you know, as a rookie, to now where this dude is in the backfield quickly. I mean, there were some times he grabbed Luke Gedecky and destroyed him, and then quick swim move over to center, and he's in the backfield, tackles for loss. I've been impressed with him, and even with the D-line coach, Terrell Williams, he said that he just wanted to see it more consistently, and I think Tart has shown to be a consistent player, and he cemented himself as, you know, in my opinion, second to Jeffrey Simmons as far as, you know, that interior side of things against the run.
Now, let's move over to the offensive side of the ball. You did ask a really good question, and you know, Vrabel's answer, I understand why he gave the answer, but come on, be honest. I mean, you can find ways to get Treylon Burks the ball.
Right.
Because to me, when you allow a guy to just, you know, he was right. You don't want to tell the quarterback to throw it, who to throw it to, but you do want to set up plays where you can get the ball in this man's hands very quickly, whether it be a hitch, a quick slant, or a smoke route. And the Titans, it just seems like they haven't done that.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because preseason, right, you're not necessarily game planning against the opposing team as much as you're game planning on ways to get your guys in situations to see what you want to see from them. And I think with Burks, you want to see what he could do with the ball in his hands. Jet sweeps, quick screens, as you said, hitches, those type of things. Get the ball to him quickly and let him make something happen. And you know, I mean, as receivers, you got to get involved early. You know, that's the one way to get a guy to really check in, get him involved early, and you could get into a groove, and then you could really see what he could do. And I thought that they need to do a better job of that, you know, and for whatever reason, it's not happening. Now, I will say this. There were times where he was open, and, you know, Malik Willis didn't get him the ball. You look at that play right before Willis made the beautiful throw and pocket presence to Chig Okonkwo for the touchdown. You had Burks coming across. He was coming open on a crosser. And that probably would have been a big catch and run, but, you know, Willis wasn't able to get him the ball.
Yeah, and those are the things I think, Teron, that, you know, the quarterback has to understand, because I know exactly which play you're talking about, and Will and I talked about it. He looked at Treylon, pumped it, hesitated, and then threw it, I think, to Haskins on the sideline.
Yeah.
Those are situations where he and Treylon Burks and, you know, the offensive coordinator need to get on the same page. Like, listen, if he's open, throw the ball. Just throw it and allow him to go get it.
Yeah.
But another guy that I'm really interested in is Kyle Phillips. I think this guy has already won himself a spot on this team from a return standpoint. But he is showing that he could be a valuable asset. He can be your go-to guy on third down in a slot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's something that stood out when they do those hurry-up periods. I mean, there was one time where Ryan Tannehill went to him, what, two, three times in a row in those hurry-up periods. And, in fact, I haven't seen a single period where Tannehill didn't go to him at least once, you know, during practice. So that tells me he's already got the trust of the quarterback. And once you get that, you know, you're home free. You know what I mean? So I agree. He's definitely cemented himself a role. And for him, you know, it's just he's sure-handed. He's always where he needs to be. So it's easy to trust him. And that's really how he's been able to, you know, cement himself as a guy that kind of, you know, Tannehill's going to look for.
Talking with TD, Teron Davenport, presented by Crane Works and Rental Works. And TD, I want to ask you about the two new defensive backs that the Titans went out and got, some guys that have a little bit of experience. I noticed Lonnie Johnson Jr. the other night. I like his length. He's a little bit like Farley in that respect. He's got a little size to him, and I guess he's got some versatility as well. Where do you see these two guys fitting in?
Yeah, Lonnie Johnson Jr. is interesting. I liked him. It was Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
I remember he was, a pretty feisty corner. Long, like you said, pretty solid in press, but they wanted to get him at safety. So you get some versatility there. And you know, he came right in first practice. He had an interception. It was a tip pass by Shaheem Carter. But I think that versatility that he brings, you know, when you have a long guy like that that has cornerback skills, you know what you could do with him. Put him against move tight ends. And that's what they like to do with Dane Cruikshank, you know, and that's kind of where Theo Jackson was going to go towards before he had his setback that has kept him out of practice a couple of days. So, yeah, that's a good acquisition there, and especially be able to get him for as little as they did. Was the other one Tyree Gillespie that you mentioned? Or
yeah. Who's that? They traded with the Raiders. They gave up a pick.
Yeah, that's Tyree Gillespie. And, you know, one thing that you can't coach is length and speed. And this was a 4-3 guy coming out, so – that's definitely going to help. He had one where he came down off the post and he got a pass breakup that I was really impressed with. So that little competition there with Theo Jackson, A.J. Moore, Tyree Gillespie, Lonnie Johnson Jr., it's going to be interesting. And Josh Kalu's in the mix, too. And Kalu had a good game on Saturday, by the way. Forced fumble, a couple PBUs as well.
And before we throw it back to Derek here, what do we know anything about Elijah Molden? This is now going on a good while where we have not seen him at all.
Yeah, he practiced in one of the joint practices he took part in, and then we didn't see him in the game. He didn't suit up there. I don't know if him not suiting up for the game is as injury-focused as it is. Okay, you know what you got in him. You don't need him to out there. But I definitely am going to monitor that. We have a practice at 1:30 that we'll get to see. So I'll be looking for 24 out there. And I'm telling you, man, Roger McCurry is pushing a lot of folks. So, you know, I would imagine that he wants to be out there to go ahead and practice. That way he can make sure that nickel spot continues to be his.
Now, TD, can the Titans just, you know, move past this project thing with Dylan Raitens? I watched the guy basically the whole game, and it wasn't good. He's okay at run blocking, but he's horrible, and I mean horrible. And I usually don't say that about guys, but he is horrible. Whatever they're teaching him in the classroom, it's not translating to the field. And he has shown that he's not ready. He cannot be a part of the 53 or 54 man roster that they put together at the end of the season. There's no way, by the way he's played.
Wow. Well, I mean, I think he could be a reserve, but I agree about not being a starter. Right now, it just doesn't seem to be there. And one of the big things last year, you know, everybody complained about not being able to throw the ball down the field. And it wasn't as much not having deep threats and Tannehill not having the ability to do so as it was him not having the time to do it, right? Mm-hmm. So here we are. You're in a situation where your right tackle is a guy that, you know, has struggled in pass pro. So you're not going to be able to do it this year unless you figure some things out. So I agree with you. It's really I don't know what's gone wrong as far as Raiders is concerned and why it's such a struggle, but you're 100% right. You know, there were a couple pass rushes where Carl Nassib was able to, you know, get some pressure, make Willis have to step up and into a sack on one occasion, then another time it was a hurry. And that's something that they're going to have to get together, and if it doesn't click for him soon, then yeah, I think Nicholas Petit-Ferrer will end up being a right tackle, or they better go get somebody else.
Yeah, he really did struggle, no question. Teron, great stuff as always. Let's go Mets, and we'll talk to you again. We'll see you on the field here in a couple of days. We'll be back at a training camp.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's go.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.